Today's program was brought to you by VisitNapaValley.com, the official page for travel to the Napa Valley, America's legendary wine, food, arts, and wellness capital. For more information, visit www.visitnapavalley.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Hey, Jack, how's it going?
I'm all right. A little bit stressed.
Yeah. Hey, you have plans for Valentine's Day, right?
Well, no, that's kind of what I'm stressed about. I don't.
Really?
Really.
But you have an amazing girlfriend, and you're a guy who's in the know. You're not doing anything?
Ugh, I mean, yeah, I was trying to make something happen in the city, you know, a nice tasting menu somewhere, maybe a spa, a show. Obviously, everything is booked. And then I was thinking about going upstate, but I don't know. I mean, traffic back and forth, and it's cold, and I just don't know what to do up there. Everything's booked. It's a nightmare around Valentine's Day. This happens to me every year, man. So, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. But what about you, Smarty Pants?
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I was in the same boat for a while, trying to make things work here in New York City around Valentine's Day. But then I actually kind of had this brilliant idea.
And you're going to share this with me?
Yeah, I'm going to share it with you. Okay, so you know I'm a San Francisco native, right?
Yes.
So one of my favorite things to do in the winter there is actually just to head up to Napa Valley. It's really beautiful, and practically no one is up there because it's the off-season, and it's the only time of year that the hills are green. And I mean, like, really green, because, you know, in the summer and the fall, they're this golden brown color, which is also nice, but in the winter, they're so vibrant, like neon green, and you see these wild yellow mustard blooms in the field. It's just insanely beautiful.
That seems crazy to me, and probably because I'm a New Yorker, because when I think of winter, I think of dead.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be that way. And you know what? There's no better place to see Napa than from the air.
My name is Jared Kimball. I am the marketing director and owner of Napa Valley Aloft in Hot Air Balloons.
Yeah, that's right, people. Hot air balloons. That's what I'm talking about. And you just can't do that in New York City.
Well, this time of year, it's wonderful because we get a lot of that. The winter rain brings out a lot of the mustards, and you get to see much more of the green hills of the valley, which, you know, typically later in the year, obviously the vineyards are green, but all the mountains are a little more bare.
Jared explained to me that you lift off the ground around sunrise so that you can see the sunlight as it hits the valley, which sounds like a pretty epic way to start the morning.
Yeah, we offer a Valentine's special of $175 for our Adventure Aloft balloon ride.
You can also opt to add a post-flight champagne breakfast, which does not sound bad, right?
Not at all, damn.
Yeah, and so then from there, I think we're going to go get mud baths and soak in some hot springs, maybe get a massage in Calistoga.
Are you kidding?
No, man. Have you had a mud bath before?
Never.
Do you know what they are?
My girlfriend does.
Oh. Well, okay, since I don't know if she's told you or not, but here's the way a mud bath works. So everyone knows that Napa Valley is known for its terroir and rich soil for making wine. And in certain regions of the valley, the soil is very high in volcanic ash, which makes it perfect for these detoxifying mud baths. And I personally love it. It's really fun and out of this world. You get in a tub, they cover you with mud, and you just relax, like, way deep into it. And then afterwards, you get to rinse off and relax in some natural hot springs. And this is the first time my boyfriend will be getting a mud bath, so I'm pretty excited for that. But, you know, of course, being covered in mud isn't for everyone. There are, of course, winery tours and tastings, but there's also a bunch of art galleries and biking adventures. There's hiking and live music events.
In the winter. This is blowing my mind.
California is awesome. But for me personally, no trip to Napa is complete without visiting one of my family's favorite restaurants in the entire valley. And I don't know, I don't normally like to give away well-kept family secrets, but I trust you and I trust the rest of the Heritage Radio listeners, so whatever, I'll tell you guys, but tell anyone else. Farmstead at Longmeadow Ranch is like the Disneyland of farm-to-table eating. So Longmeadow Ranch started as a winery, and then they started making olive oil and raising Highland cattle. They started a garden, and eventually they opened up a restaurant called Farmstead in St. Helena. And all of the produce, wine, olive oil, and meat raised on Longmeadow Ranch farm goes directly into their kitchen. I was lucky enough to get on the line with their executive chef, Stephen Barber, who told me about some of the unique stuff that they do.
So we're not just a restaurant. We're not just a winery. We're a destination. So there's lots of different things to do on this property, whether it be taking a tour of the gardens, taking a tour of the ranch, you know, having a different experience with our estate chef than you do in the restaurant, or having a private event where we cook whole animals outside in our live fire cooking areas.
One of the things they do is called the chef's table.
The chef's table is something that we want to offer people that are looking for just a little bit different experience than they do when they go into, you know, every tasting room. Not that every tasting room is the same, but, you know, this is an opportunity to go walk a property, look at our gardens, get some education on what we do, what makes up Longmeadow Ranch and Farmstead, and have our estate chef, Tim, prepare a very inspired farm-to-table lunch or dinner for that party. And, you know, these are smaller scale, you know, usually, you know, 4 to 8 people. And it's just pretty, it's a great way to spend an afternoon or an evening.
And, of course, the benefit of going to Napa during Valentine's Day is that February is Napa Valley Restaurant Month. So some restaurants have really special and discounted wine and food events, which I'll definitely be wanting to check out.
Okay, so you've got this figured out, Austin.
Yeah, obviously. I'm really excited to spend Valentine's Day weekend out in Napa with my man.
Okay, I'm sold. So Groupon, you can stop sending me all of the Valentine's Day dinner specials here in New York. I'm pretty sure I'm taking my lady to Napa.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Hey, listeners, if you want to plan your special Valentine's Day trip to Napa, go to visitnapavalley.com. It has tons of tips on how you can plan your perfect Valentine's Day in Napa. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Austin Sherman.
And I'm Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.